Hi, this is Christy Smith, Christy the Wordsmith from Montana State University in Bozeman. In a recent edition of the Pasadena, California Weekly, a restaurant critic called a little local eating establishment, quote, a grill after my own heart. Blogger Kyle Haynes called a high-tech toy made by Duncan a, quote, yo-yo after my own heart. While an engineer wrote that Verizon Wireless is a company after my own heart. These statements are liberal applications of the old familiar expression, a man after my own heart, meaning kindred spirit or someone whose opinions are like mine. The original phrase was lifted directly from the King James Version of the Bible's Old Testament. The expression, a man after my own heart, occurs in the book of 1 Samuel, where God seeks a man of principle to govern the nation of Israel. The verse says, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people. The expression pops up again in the book of Jeremiah, where God promises to provide his people with leaders after his own heart. So, we see how a centuries-old expression remains current in 21st century English, where we can consider not just a man, but a grill and a company and even a yo-yo as things after my own heart. I'm Christy the Wordsmith, coming to you from KGLT-FM. Special thanks to Stuart Weber, who provides the theme music for this series.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.